This is Ozarks at Large. Tonight, RLT, that's Rogers Little Theater, opens a one-weekend-only run of an emotionally charged play, The Rant.
And people heard gunshots. And when people hear gunshots and they saw what had happened, they were going to get revenge. They were going to take revenge right there. And for once, we could have had justice.
Andrew Case's four-person play is anchored by tragedy. An autistic 16-year-old is shot on his front porch by a New York police officer after that officer responds to a 911 call. The teenager is black, the policeman white, the policeman's partner African-American, and over the course of 90 minutes, the audience will hear the details of the shooting from four angles, and the truth may or may not be discovered. Kalisha Handy, who we heard on stage just a moment ago, plays the shooting victim's mother. She says she was drawn to the script's approach to its subject matter.
I thought it was a little ironic, based off of a story that's currently happening in today's world, but I thought it was also interesting to see the struggle of the mother and also as the mother to see how she's a liar.
The audience will hear her account of the night. They'll also watch a civilian investigations investigator, who may have her own bias against the police force, urge a scoop-hungry reporter to dig deeper. Hope Holmes plays Lila, the investigator.
My character is an investigator, but still, she likes to put her own slant on things as well, so, and get her side spoken. Even though she's saying she wants to get, you know, the mother's side told, she's got her undertones going on there, so.
The fourth onstage character is Officer Simmons, the rookie cop who witnessed the shooting. Slowly, the police close ranks amid allegations of racism and sexism. And a story that ignites a community seems to become less about the truth and more about raw anger. Jim Alstead, who plays the newspaper reporter Bob, says each character has individual motivations. And he says the key to this play is allowing audience members to decide for themselves.
You have to approach it. Each character has to approach it as if they're right. Whether or not they are, they have to have everyone around them believing that whatever they say is what happened, and let the audience decide for themselves what truly did happen.
That means each of the four actors leaves plenty of sweat and tears on stage. Justin Stewart, who plays Officer Simmons, equates the performances with strenuous exercise.
I think each individual actor has their own regimen of what they do, a lot like going to the gym and, I don't know, training for a fight, training for a 6-mile sprint. You know, you have to find your own way and figure out how you're going to be able to. Maybe you're going to cry on spot. Maybe you're going to scream and yell for no reason, and you just have to figure that way out.
The director of RLT's production of The Rant, Rick Pearson, says he picked the cast himself. He had worked with Hope, Justin, and Jim and knew they could each bring the attitude necessary to pull off such an intense challenge. He picked the fourth cast member, Kalisha, to work with for the first time.
I've worked with all of them but one before. And Kalisha I saw in Hairspray. And as soon as I saw her come out as Motormouth Mabel, I knew I had my character. But the other three, I'd done multiple shows with them, so I knew exactly what I was getting with them.
While Rick Pearson did pick his own cast, he didn't select the script. But he says it didn't take long to agree to direct the show.
I thought it was a good story. Little did I know that the whole adventure down in Florida was going to occur. But very timely because of that event. But any script that gets you to thinking all the way through it and asking yourself what really happened, I think is worth seeing. So that's what really attracted me to this, is you don't just sit there and let it happen. You think, well, what about this or what about that all the way through it?
The 2009 play was written, obviously, before the Trayvon Martin incident in Florida, and there are stark differences between the fiction on stage and the real-life news. But this weekend's audience will be pressed not to think of one without the other. Kay Cotton is the assistant director for The Rant.
Because when we first read The Rant and discussed doing it here at Rogers Little Theater, the incident in Florida with the young boy had not happened. So here we are, and it could not be more timely.
Kay says the fifth actor in the RLT production will be, in a sense, the audience. For an intimate staging, audience members will be seated on stage with the actors performing in the round. At Tuesday night's rehearsal, Kalisha Hardy moved about the stage, appearing she'd be, at times, mere feet away from audience members. Kay Cotton, who's worked with the Rogers Little Theater since its inception, says she's delighted RLT is doing this work and producing it in such a way that the paying audience will be pulled into the drama.
Because they sit, we do it in the round, and they're seated on the stage. So they really get caught up in the performance. I mean, you're literally 3 feet away many times from the performer. And also the content is very thoughtful. You really have to, you go home with something to think about rather than saying, oh, well, wasn't that funny or I loved that song. You go home thinking, well, gosh, I never thought about it that way before.
The Rant helps bring an interesting season for RLT to a close. The 26th year has included scripts that examine controversial subjects like God of Carnage, Wit, Inherit the Wind, and Why Torture is Wrong, and The People Who Love Them. This weekend's production of The Rant is, like the rest of RLT's productions, put together by people with day jobs. Cast and crew alike say they've worked during almost every free waking moment to put the polish on this weekend's production.
Every opportunity, every time. We've done some rehearsals on the phone, so it's been a little bit different.
We didn't have time to get together this past Saturday, so she called me, and we just did our lines back and forth on the phone, and it worked fine. And every time you can do it, it's good. You need to do as much repetition as possible. So we've also been meeting on lunch hours and doing that sort of thing, and coming in extra at night. And we were here an hour early tonight, in fact, to do it, so you just make it happen. That's what you have to do.
You can see the results of the work when RLT presents The Rant tonight and tomorrow night at 8 and Sunday afternoon at 2.